Chapter 16. At the Hut. When Lady Marguerite opened her eyes again, she was sitting on the ground with her back against a tree. She heard the sea somewhere below her. Next to her, Chauvelin and the officer were speaking in quiet voices.
"There are four men in the hut," the officer said. "They're sitting round the fire."
"What's the time?" Chauvelin asked.
"It's nearly 2 o'clock," answered the officer.
"And the ship?" asked Chauvelin.
"It's still there," the officer told him. "We're sure that a small boat is hiding near here, waiting for the men in the hut. This boat will take them to the ship, but they've hidden the boat, and we can't find it."
"That's not so important," Chauvelin said. "We'll make sure that nobody gets to it. Are all the soldiers ready?"
"Yes, they are. They won't move until the tall Englishman arrives," the officer answered.
"Where's the gypsy?" Chauvelin asked.
"We've tied his arms and legs, and we've put a cloth over his mouth," the officer informed him. "He can't move or shout."
"Good. Then return to your positions near the hut," ordered Chauvelin. "I'll take care of the lady."
Chauvelin turned to Lady Marguerite.
"Well, my dear," he said with a smile, "you're very brave, but you won't win. Your brother's inside that hut with three other men. They're all waiting for my prize, the Scarlet Pimpernel. If you do what I say, you can still save your brother. If you don't move or make a sound, he'll go free with you tonight. That's a promise. Only you must be completely quiet. If you move or try to shout, we'll kill Armand and the other men in the hut. And you will watch."
Lady Marguerite was very frightened. Again, she had to decide between Sir Percy and Armand.
"If I try to warn Sir Percy, my brother will die," she thought. "But if I save my brother, Chauvelin will catch my brave Percy."
Chauvelin watched her and smiled. He was sure of her reaction. A few seconds later, he took the cloth from her mouth. He was right. She didn't make a sound.
Think of a plan," she thought in panic.
Suddenly, in the woods, she heard a voice singing. It was the same English song as before at the Chat Gris Inn. Was she dreaming? Was it perhaps Sir Percy? And where exactly was he? The voice came nearer. Degas took his pistol in his hand.
No, this can't happen," thought Lady Marguerite.
Without another thought, she stood up quickly and shouted,
"Armand, you must shoot! Defend yourselves! The Scarlet Pimpernel is near, and the soldiers are all around! Armand, why don't you shoot?"
Then she ran towards the little hut, still shouting. In a second, Chauvelin was next to her, and put his hands over her mouth. The soldiers stood up quickly. The singer became silent. Chauvelin tried to control himself.
"Into the hut, men, and don't let anyone escape," he ordered.
The soldiers ran into the hut and looked around it.
"There's nobody here," one of them said.
Chauvelin couldn't believe his ears.
"What did I tell you? Don't let anyone escape," he shouted angrily. "Quick, after them! You'll pay for this, and you too, Degas!"
"But those were your orders," the soldier replied stupidly. "Don't do anything until the tall Englishman arrives. That's what you said. The four men left the hut quietly, one by one, about half an hour ago. I saw them go."
"What? You let them go?" shouted Chauvelin.
His face was red with anger. He pushed Lady Marguerite violently, and she fell to the ground, hitting her head on a stone. She lay there and didn't move.